Karen, what are you looking at? Don't you see that there is a line of souls waiting to board the ferry?
Sorry, boss.
Well, what is it? Spit it out. I don't bite.
Oh, no? Then what about the two heroes you held captive at a banquet table for, I don't know, 700 years?
They were trying to take my wife. You're my ferryman. Now tell me why you've been so absent-minded lately.
Well, I guess I can't hide anything from you. The thing is, I've had a crush on Nyx for a while now, and I wanted to...
You wanted to?
I don't know. Get one of those cucumber facials at the Elysium Spa, maybe.
You're going to need a whole lot more than a cucumber facial to impress the goddess of the night. Tell you what, why don't you take a few weeks off? You could get some sunshine, sculpt your thighs, get some massages, and soak in the hot springs.
Are you serious, boss? You're giving me permission to... What's the catch? There's got to be a catch.
The catch, my friend, is that somebody will have to take over operating this ferry. And that somebody will be me.
You? But aren't you... I mean, isn't this beneath your...
Nonsense. Persephone has everything under control. I can leave things in her hands for a few weeks.
All right, boss, if you say so. Anyway, thank you. I'll be back in a few weeks.
Now, how hard can it really be to maneuver this ferry?
Excuse me, but I forgot my obol. May I please board anyway? I don't want to stay here for 100 years.
No obol, no ride. That's the rule, and I shall uphold it.
How can you be so heartless? It's just a coin.
It's not just about the coin. It's about respecting the rites of passage for the dead.
Okay, jump off the ferry now and make a run for it. He's distracted.
You dare to try and cheat death? Is this really what Karen must deal with? Really?
Lord Hades, may I sit in the front? I get seasick.
Pardon? Oh, yes, certainly. Go ahead and sit up front with me. Sirens on the Styx? How did I not know this? Does their song affect the dead as well? No matter. I must take care of them. Shades, cover your ears. Now.
Lord Hades, haven't we passed this boulder already? Twice.
I suppose you're right. Who would have thought that the Styx could be so complicated to navigate?
Oh, look, sisters. Look, can you believe it? Lord Hades is manning the ferry.
You're right. So he is.
Oh, Lord Hades, we never thought we'd see you here. Please, would you give us your autograph?
My autograph? You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, we're not. We really are not, Your Majesty. We've heard so much about your exceptional rule, and have always wanted to meet you.
Oh, please, Lord Hades, we'd love your autograph. It would make our day if you just gave us one, please?
Very well. Where's your quill and parchment? Ah, we finally arrived in the underworld. Disembark, please. I have to do this all over again? Really? You know, Karen certainly has his work cut out for him. I underestimated how much work goes into safely guiding souls across the Styx and into my realm. I can only hope that he doesn't decide to hand in his resignation after enjoying his time in Elysium. This ferry won't drive itself, so I must be off. My dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this mini-adaptation of Husband and Wife, a tale about a man who learns to appreciate the unseen struggles of his spouse. Today I learned to value the toils and troubles of my trusty ferryman, Karen. It's a lesson in humility and understanding, one that we can all take to heart. Remember, to truly grasp another's trials, sometimes we must journey several moons in their moccasins. May your paths be as enlightening as they are unexpected. Farewell until our next adventure on the ferry.